This show totally rocks. And this show totally rocks. This is Radioactive International. My name is Derek Mouthpiece, and I am here every week to play punk rock, garage punk, garage rock and roll, stoner rock. If it rocks, I want it. Anyways, let's do it.
A new rock family, a wild nobility. We are family. A new rock family, a wild nobility. We are family. A new rock family, a wild nobility. We are family.
Shame. shame. Oh, it's such a shame. Oh, it's such a shame. Oh, it's such a shame.
Bit of a theme there. People who made great music when they were young and were a bit of head cases. The first one was Adam Ant, and the second was Jay Retard there with Oh, It's Such a Shame off Blood Visions, his masterwork. But he did die too early. I'd say it was about a year and a half ago now. And speaking of which, I'm going to play someone else who died a bit too early as well. Well, too early. This is The Gits from Seattle with Second Skin.
Like
Okay, I stalled it there in Seattle for a couple. That was the Super Suckers with Creepy Jackalope Eye. I'm going to play a few local tunes. First up, this is the Bats. I believe they put out this album on the Richter Collective before it went bust. R.I.P. lads. So this is Shadow Fucking.
We'll be right back.
All right, so two generations of Irish punk music there. First, I had a bit of Bats from last year, the year before, and then I went way back for a bit of Gout, bit of Kilkenny punk rock from, what was it, probably late 90s. That was 924 off their Mr. Wonderful album, which is absolutely wonderful. That one was dedicated to Ken Sweeney, younger brother of Gareth Sweeney, the bass player. It was good talking to you this weekend. Anyways, next I'm going to play a bit of Clutch. Keep it screamy, 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 screamy. This is a Shogun named Marcus.
Big style.
that was the Fireballs of Freedom, one of the best live bands I've ever seen. I'm going to play another great live band, a band that never really, in my opinion, never really was able to recreate their live sound on album. They do have a few good albums, but they have a few crap ones as well. I'm speaking none other than Jay Maskus's Dinosaur Jr. I am going to play one of his mellower tunes just for the crack. Great video if you've never seen it, playing a bit of golf around New York. This is Feel the Pain.
We'll be right back.
right. You're listening to Derek Mouthpiece. You were just listening to Miss Alex White and the Red Orchestra. So I am going to play an absolute classic. I think if you know anyone, if you ever meet anyone from the original American LA punk scene, Washington DC punk scene, anything like that, anyone saw Black Flag, any of those bands, the Minutemen, they will tell you that the Bad Brains were the best of the lot by a shot. So I'm going to prove that by playing the Bad Brains with How Low Can a Punk Get off Rock for Light. The Adolescents with the lovely titled I Hate Children, from the 1980 demo. I had the opportunity to go see the Adolescents and the Germs about 5 years ago in San Jose, California, and I didn't take it. And I'd say I'm probably fairly lucky. I'd say it was rubbish. Who would even be in the Germs anymore? Anyways, I'm going to play a bit of Scratch Acid next. This is Monsters off their compilation, The Greatest Gift. We'll be right back. A bit of The Big Boys with Self-Control featuring Tim Kerr, Willie Spilly's best mate, and also featuring Ray Washam on drums, who was also in Scratch Acid before, so see what I'm doing there? I'm going to keep it kind of time period centric and geocentric. So I'm going to play a bit of Mike Watt. This is actually off his latest album, so it's not really time period centric, but it is Mike Watt's been there the whole time, so it works. This is Finger Pointin' Man.
Conviction's like some affliction without the clouds of doubt. It's fucking nonsense, ignoring content, letting them out just about.
All right, the Butthole Surfers, excuse me, with Human Cannonball there. That was off Locust Abortion Technician. And they were probably hanging around Texas at that point when they made that album. So I've been going back Texas, LA. So I'm going to go back to LA and play a bit of somewhat of a dedication. I have been fairly lax in getting the Rock Jihad back together on this show. I know I was going to do it every month, but me and Dara have spent too many weekends drinking in fields to get it together to do a show, so it hasn't happened. So I'm going to play one for you. I know this is one that you'd love to play, and you would always play, and I think you played when we were sitting out on a Saturday afternoon having a few cans while the wife and kids were down at the beach. This is Body Count, There Goes the Neighborhood.
We'll be right back.
Yeah, I just got too man there with the iced tea, so I had to play a bit of PJ Harvey. That was 50 Foot Queenie off Rid of Me, the Deadly album where she plays guitar and the drummer is Deadly, before she ditched it all for that whole opera thing that's been crap for years, let's face it. Still alright, but not as good. Next, I'm going to play a bit of an English band that kind of rose and fell very quickly. It's Giddy Motors with Magmanic.
Deeper, 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 de
Alright, the Brutal Knights completely blown out with an information overload. I'm going to keep completely blown out with Charlie and the Moonhearts off their self-released cassette tape. I think it was the first thing they released. This is Chicka Chicka Bang Bang, and it's lo-fi. Let's go. Nice horn, right? That's about all the time we have. If you want to talk about music, give us a shout. So, you know, tell your friends, tell your neighbors. I am going to leave it with a classic. This is the Dead Boys, Sonic Reducer. You know the night's over when someone plays this. I will see you guys next week.
The sun will rise from here, then I'll be 10 feet down.